You're listening to Kevin and the Spleen.
No one's gonna ever love me.
1098.5 Radio QWX. Real quick.
Bussin, no cap.
No cap.
Really smack you in the ass with flavor. There you go. This show is about depression, anxiety, PTSD, and chronic illness.
Going quick. We're trying to keep you on the path to the ride home on the evening time.
It's a fucking zoo.
Make it quicks. With the Quicks Radio.
White lives do not matter.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing today? I'm doing some eyebrow motions, man. My voice is killing me. How do I do this?
I was gonna say you don't sound that good today, Spleen. Are you all right?
Oh, it's the 250th episode. Of course I'm all right. Come on, it's a milestone for us. Is this our? It's hard to keep track. Is this our 250th episode, or is this? Because we're a different show, and we're also the only show we're aware of. We're not aware of any other shows in the continuity.
Yeah, in universe, I think this is 250 for this show too. Yes.
Wow, that's convenient. That's convenient. But I thought, what better way than to get sick, right?
You're kind of dipping into Rick Sanchez there a little bit, I think. Like,
I think you're right, Morty. I think we gotta, oh boy, man, there's so much to say. I've seen people comment about Rick and Morty on TikTok, and we gotta get to the topic, but they're talking about Rick and Morty with these judging tones that belie a lack of understanding of what Adult Swim even was. They're like, what's with all these edgy jokes? It's like, are you aware of like any of the programming on Adult Swim the whole time it's existed? Like, anyway, we can't talk about this. We gotta get to the central finite curve, Kevin. This sucks. God damn it. But it doesn't really suck, or is that the bit I'm doing? Because I thought for the 250th episode, we could do a real return to a classic with the Dour Hour, the return of the Dour Hour, folks. Isn't that right, Kevin? Do you know what dour means?
Sad, unpleasant, unhappy, sour, kind of, you know?
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. That's the kind of sickness I have. Malaise.
What's causing that?
I'm just 250. We're 250 years old. That's longer than podcasts have existed. It just I don't even know. I don't know if we should keep doing this bit. You know, I think we've been doing this bit for a long time. It's never really gotten, I guess it's gotten better. It's never really gotten good, you know. It's just like, what's the point, you know? Part of this is I'm holding my breath for a long time. It's like, you gotta withhold breath, and then you're sighing, right?
I notice that the more you hold your breath, you start going from Rick Sanchez into Alex Jones a little bit.
Yeah, they're turning the frogs gay, right?
Yes.
Oh boy, they turned the frogs gay, Morty. And now you have to shove it in your ass, which the frogs like? Are you kidding me? This sucks. Maybe I should give, do you have the timer for the Dour Hour?
I can get a timer going for you.
Every minute we have to cut ourselves.
Wait, what?
What do you? Yeah, I'm not smiling. I'm frowning. It's the Dour Hour, folks. And maybe we should take a shot of sadness, salt, liberal tears, folks. I don't know. I should have thought this more. This sucks. You know, Sometimes I think about how we're just going around and around on this little green ball called Earth, and it's going around and around this little fireball called the Sun, and that's going around presumably something else. And I don't know, I guess the galaxy's spinning in a sense. Is it? They got those spiral arms, but are they actually spinning?
I believe so, yes. I believe that they're spiral because the outer rate of rotation is different than the inner rate of rotation. That's why they make the spiral pattern.
And who even cares, It's like that has nothing to do with me. You can't see it. I mean, I guess you can see the milk.
Up the
It's like
way.
spilled milk. I'm gonna cry about spilled milk on the podcast. This sucks. I don't know. Oh, I
Well,
forgot. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was like, well, did you have something planned for the 250th episode? Like, are we doing something special here? Are we going to talk about the Milky Way?
The Dower Hour, that's the plan, which I'm now realizing I did not go nearly far enough with in terms of planning that plan, which
Okay.
is another fucking thing to be depressed about. But oh shit, no, I was gonna say we did actually have a special guest this episode, Kevin.
That's news to me. I would love to hear more.
Ho-ho! It's me, I'm back. No, get the fuck out of here. No, you're not. You're not. God damn it. No, we have a special guest. And I'm thrilled to introduce to you folks a new guest who's never been seen or heard of before on the podcast. The special guest is Chekhov's pun, Kevin.
Okay. I mean, I'm familiar with Chekhov's gun. I'm familiar with Chekhov from Star Trek.
Okay, who's that?
In the original Star Trek series, he was a Russian character that was, I think, put there to show that in the enlightened future, the US side and the Russian side would be getting together so well that they would be on the same ships and stuff.
Chekhov's pun, Kevin. Did he tell puns on the Star Trek?
Not that I remember.
Great. What a great fucking episode. Happy 250th. Anyway, thanks for being here, Chekhov's pun. I didn't even think of like what fuck it.
What's that?
Come on, man. This is all bullshit. I'm improvising. I suck. I suck at it.
No, I mean, what's that sound? Not you, the sound.
I don't hear anything. I guess it's like that noise reduction. Crisp audio, folks. It worked! I made it! Who's this joker? This isn't a script. Yeah, that's right, folks. We script these. Can you believe it? That all was scripted. Ah, memories. This really takes me back. Nice shirt, jackass.
You're wearing that shirt.
Wait, what? The fuck? Quick! What year is it?
2026.
Finally! Victory! Success! Blufonia! That's future slang that means I did it!
Kevin, knock it off.
What?
Isn't this some AI bullshit you cooked up for the 250th episode or something?
No, this is clearly some pre-recorded bit you're doing. Look, you didn't even bother switching shirts.
Of course, it's some stupid bit. It has to be. The question is, who's the one doing the bit? Is it Jeff? Jeff, are you using like some sort of AI video filter?
I'm you from the future.
I like the area, Kevin, but this is a little played out, don't you think?
This isn't me.
Right, it's obviously me, but oh shit. Wait. It's me?
That's what I said.
Kevin, grab the gun that shoots people through the internet.
I come in peace.
You had me encrypt the gun that shoots people from the internet, remember? It's on an air-gap secured physical network.
So it's on a drive somewhere?
No, I just printed out the code and stored it in my basement. It's safer that way.
The basement that's constantly flooding.
I have an important message from the future.
Oh, I get it. It's like a pig butchering scam. I've heard about this on a podcast.
This isn't a scam. If it was, it would have to be the most convoluted scam on the planet.
Okay, shut up for a second. If you're me, prove it.
The first thing you jacked off to was the liner notes of a
Stop! Okay, fine. Wait. But if you're me, then who am I?
Wouldn't you still be you?
Of course you're still you. I'm me and you.
Is this like some sort of who's on first routine?
Who died?
I still remember his screams.
Who died?
Please, can we not do a Who's on First routine for the 250th episode?
I have an important message from the future. I need my help. And Kevin, who dies in the future?
So Kevin dies in the future? Are we trying to save Kevin?
No, he just said who dies.
Kevin, in the future you change your name to Doctor Who.
I guess it kind of works as a Who's on First routine.
I am so lost right now.
Yes, we lost you to the ravages of space-time.
Okay, seriously, this sucks. You're ruining our episode. This was supposed to be a power hour. Or dower hour?
It is. In many ways, this is the most powerful hour of all time. You see, I come to you begging for help. I am not long to this world, and I need your help. My help.
I am already so fucking sick of this guy.
Fine, I'll just talk to Kevin. I miss him dearly.
No, but seriously, what's with that stupid shirt? Is that what everyone wears in the future?
I don't know, man. You bought it. Everything I wear is just shit you bought.
I literally told you that. You're literally wearing that shirt right now.
In my defense, there is a lot going on.
I come to you in my hour of need. The last hour of mine own lifespan. It took all my energy to bring me here, and now I am spent.
They should call you Spent, sir.
You're the only ones I can trust to stop 9/11.
Buddy, it is 2026. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, we can't do that. Even if this was 2001, we couldn't do that. Can't you just go back and warn Mark Wahlberg?
Not that 9/11, the 9/11 episode.
We never made a 9/11 episode. That would be insane.
We did do an episode that aired in 9/11, though. Is that what you mean?
Precisely. In my time, that episode causes a terrible catastrophe across cyberspace and cyber time. It'll destroy the whole world.
Who fucking cares, dude?
Yeah, I think the world is pretty much done for anyway.
It'll destroy the whole podcast.
Oh, no. Kevin, let's hear him out.
You can hear me out by shutting up. I don't have long. You see, in the 9/11 episode, there was an anomaly.
Did two planes crash into it?
We didn't think anything of it at first. But this anomaly, it fucked everything up. Please, you have to find it and prevent it.
How do we do that?
First, download this attachment.
See, yep, pig butchering scam.
This is the code for the time-traveling algorithm. It can allow someone to go back to any past or future Zoom call.
We already have that. It's called thathappens.com. We're also on YouTube. Just spend some money, folks.
God damn it, quit doing bits. This is important.
Hey, man, I have to survive long enough to become you, and that's going to take money.
You do survive long enough to become me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. That's how time travel works.
So then, how do I get lost to the clutches of space-time?
I can't tell you that. It'll change the timeline.
But you showing up here to get us to change the timeline, that's fine?
Yes, because it had already happened.
I fucking hate time travel stories.
Okay, I downloaded time traveling algorithm. Man, that's a mouthful. Can we just call it the TTA?
Sure, whatever. Did I mention I'm dying?
Yes. A few times, and we still aren't impressed.
I'm apparently lost in cyber time, so the stakes don't seem too high for me anyway.
Return to the past! Stop 9/11! Stop the anomaly! Save the future! Save the podcast!
Is this funny? Should we really be doing a tacky 9/11 bit like this?
You're right, Kevin. This has to be the most tasteless bit about 9/11 any of the gang has ever blown!
Heartbeat lost.
Damn. He died. I died.
I guess he was telling the truth. It's up to us.
Man, this is fucking me up. I need a second. Damn, dude, I should have asked him stuff.
I think he wasn't allowed to tell us anyway.
Right, time travel rules. Oh shit, time travel rules. We definitely should have asked about that.
Are we sure this isn't some kind of prank?
I mean, that definitely looked like me. And he seemed laconic and annoyed like me. That's pretty hard to fake.
Well, let's get on with it then. Activating TTA. Computer, take this to 9/11.
It's voice activated?
It's a narrative contrivance. It works however it needs to work.
Activating.
It's a fucking zoo.
Make it quick.
The Quicks Radio.
White lives do not matter.
Hey, kids, it's me, Krusty the Krab. That's right, kids. I'm Krusty the Krab and not the spleen this time. You see my big foam pinchers going on. Snip, snip, folks, it's me, Krusty the Krab. And he's also a clown. He's a clown crab. A crown crab. That's right, folks. I've been taking medicinal mushrooms for about 7 weeks, and I think it's starting to pay off. As you can see here, I can remove my own head. Snippity snip.
What God damn, this is painful. We gotta end the podcast.
I'm doing good. If we don't figure this out, the podcast is doomed.
On my usual
that doesn't motivate here. Me at all. Wait, do you think they can hear us?
Definitely loud. I can't hear anything right now. That was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Kevin's wearing earbuds, folks.
Yes, this was incredibly loud. But I'm glad I'm doing it for the people. Everybody at home got to hear the theme song, and that's all that matters.
Hey, I remember this episode. There's some good bits.
And if no, this sucks, you, man. We need to take some improv classes or something.
I got
to
take an improv class. Kevin, I signed up for an improv class. Can you believe that?
I am so jealous. That's been one of my life goals is to do this.
Yeah, I think we talked in the past about how you were thinking about going to a improv class that would have to take you quite a distance away. And you were bemoaning the fact that it was going to be 3 hours of travel every one night a week for improv class. And you're like, I really can't justify that. Was that a conversation we had or simply a dream?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was real. It's 90 minutes from my house to where they're Second City in Chicago, mm-hmm. which is where I would love to go.
Oh, yeah. I got a haircut.
Nice shirt, jackass. Ooh, fuck, look at my hair. I look like a fucking poodle. God damn it, this sucks. I fucking hate myself. I look like shit.
What do you mean?
It's not body dysmorphia. What is it when you just think your body looks a different way? But it's not an illusion. It's just when you see your body, you're like, oh, that's not what I thought. You know, does that make sense? I have that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a form of body dysmorphia, but maybe just a mild stretch of it.
Yeah. So there's this idea. I think this is a generally false idea that inside a fat person, there's a skinny person trying to get out. I think I took that idea too far. And I was if I lost weight, I would look like
does
this.
He
and
see
what
us?
I imagined I look like is
are we hidden?
I can't hear anything right now. That was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, let's skip this. Skip ahead.
Activating.
I actually have one shirt that's XL that I've had because I bought it the last time I lost weight.
Why do I wear that shirt so much?
I actually wore that shirt randomly and I saw myself in a mirror and I was like,
man, this is
what?
Fucking trippy.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
Some sort of drug. I quit weed.
Should we introduce ourselves? Wow, you look different. And that never happened.
Let's bail. Skip.
Activating.
You know, I think there's a kink for everybody, this was probably 15 years ago, but one of my favorite sites, and not that I was ever a member of or anything, but I just could not believe that this existed, was called Car Stuck Girls, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So the premise of every single one of these videos is a girl is driving a car, usually a stick shift, and she drives it into some mud or some snow or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, it is 30 minutes of her pumping the brakes and using the clutch and shifting and then getting out and her feet getting her high heels that she's wearing going into the mud and getting back, tracking mud back.
Hey, so this one's pretty good, actually. Why do we have to stop this from happening?
Getting the car further and further stuck. I don't really remember us showing up in this episode anyway.
Exactly,
if we met ourselves in the past, shouldn't we remember?
I don't know, man. We didn't ask about the time travel rules.
You'd think, okay, there's limited market. Seems important. There's only we don't want to run into ourselves and explode.
What is this, Time Cop?
Kind of. I mean, we are kind of police. Same time.
So either some guy fuck. Is making this and all cops are bad. Making, man, line. What's the or point? We're fucking cops, man. We're cops. What are we even fighting for? Who would watch this anyway? It's for pervs to jerk off to. And I don't quite know exactly how that plays
weirdly
out.
Appropriate?
But those women making no, this is a disaster. We're stuck in the past in a bad podcast. We don't know what we're going to do. The podcast is going to end. The world's going to end. I'm going to die. In the future, when I'm back, going back in time to beg myself for help to save my podcast, this whole thing sucks. Fuck. Part of it is they're like, I need help, or like, I just can't do anything. Like the helplessness seems like part of it.
So they can see us.
I don't think so. This whole thing seems out of order, kinda. We might be muddling the timeline a bit.
Could this be the start of the anomaly? Are we causing it?
No, that's stupid. It's one of the dumbest time travel tropes there is.
I don't think time travel rules are based on what we personally find tacky.
But that's not the movie I saw. The movie I saw was Confessions of a Shit Poster. Have you heard about this?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, it was about this like this kind of notorious Reddit troll. And it was shot like a mockumentary, but it kind of like devolved into more of like this eerie kind of unsettling, almost like Jordan Peele style horror. But you kind of it started like being like funny and interesting, where, you know, he's playing pranks and you're seeing like the havoc he's wreaking. And it's like, oh, he's kind of like the Joker and he's dealing out justice to society and stuff. But the more you get it, it's the more that he's just kind of playing his sick, twisted game on society, you know. And I don't know, I thought that what's his name, the fucking Lawrence Fishburne, was really good. But yeah, I didn't like the main, I don't even know who the main lead was, but I don't know. Confessions of a Shit Poster, check it out.
I'll have to watch that. That sounds like something I would watch.
Yeah, that's what it'd be like if ChatGPT was people.
I think
you just say things and people are like, I'm just gonna nod and smile, you know. Like,
well, that's a good segment. We should do that more.
Okay, I listened to the Conan O'Brien podcast and it's pretty good, but they've had on a lot of guests that are like, I feel like the government / big business are engineering these podcast appearances for psyop purposes. Like, he had like two different guests on that talked about like why Israel is like doing the right thing. And then like he recently had this guy on that was like talking about how he wanted to do how like he was getting hate for like being pro-Israel or whatever, which I don't know. I haven't dug into what he said or didn't say, but he was talking about how like, oh, but you know, comedy's supposed to be brave and like, oh, isn't it not? It's there's nothing brave about saying genocide is bad. And it's like, well, hold on, buddy. Comedy is supposed to be brave. Why is comedy supposed to be brave? You know, it's supposed to be brave. Bravery. Comedy. I think comedy might supposed to be funny. You know, like I don't know where bravery enters into comedy. Like, maybe it takes bravery to tell a good joke, but like, that's a joke. That's comedy. Like, what's brave? Like, the idea that bravery is some virtue to be upheld in comedy is someone selling you politics. Like, because they're saying, you know what's really comedy? My idea that you should buy. That's funny. And it's like, no, that's not funny. That's you trying to make money. Like, I don't like... But so obviously all the cancel culture people love talking about how like, oh, you know, they're so brave. You're so brave or whatever. It's like, we're trying to tell the truth. You know, you guys are too scared to hear the truth. I'm just talking jokes and stuff. And it's like, well, no one cares. They want funny jokes and you're not delivering them. And they're reacting to that. And that's your problem.
Okay. I'm sick of this.
Anyway, let's go back to the future.
Like the movie.
I mean, some let's sort of find talk. Future I Spencer before he dies and ask for more clarity.
Really?
Computer.
Yeah.
Take us back to the beginning of this episode.
Activating.
It worked. We made it.
It worked. I made it.
Sure did.
Remember us?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, who?
Not yet. I'm still Kevin.
We really can't keep doing this fucking bit.
Okay, I'm confused.
I'm confused as on second.
Wait, if we're your past, shouldn't you remember us doing this?
That's not how time travel works. Speaking of which, I'm you from the future.
Yeah, yeah, we know. Pig butchering scam.
Can you explain how the TTA works?
TTA? Like from Loki?
No, the time travel algorithm.
Yeah, man, try to keep up. You're about to die. Tell us the time travel rules. Is it Time Cop, Back to the Future, or Avengers Endgame?
Basically, it's a branching timeline situation. That's why I can't remember you.
Then what's the point of all this? We're only going to save one branch of the timeline?
Exactly! The one branch that goes on to establish the TVA!
The TVA? Like from Loki?
No, nothing like that. Anyway, the anomaly destroys all timelines. If you stop it in one branch, you should be able to put an end to this multiverse of madness.
And we can talk to ourselves? We won't explode?
No, nothing like that. But you will get diarrhea.
That's cool. I ate a bunch of lettuce today anyway.
Hey-o!
Okay, well, we went back to the 9/11 episode and nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I mean, maybe it was just a little bit out of sequence, but that was probably just because of clever editing choices.
That's because you...
Heartbeat lost.
Fuck, I died again. Now what?
Do you think we created some kind of time paradox?
I doubt it. Let's just try again. Computer, go back again.
Activating.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, man, but I'm freaking the fuck out right now. AI video filter?
It worked! We made it!
Yeah, we know it works. We literally just did this.
What the fuck?
Kevin, grab the gun that shoots people through the internet.
No, stop. We're you from the future.
I like the area, Kevin, but this is a little played out, don't you think?
Oh, I get it. This is the part where the versions of us that went back in time come back to stop us from going back in time, because that creates an even worse reality than we were originally trying to stop.
No, that trope sucks. This is a branching timelines thing, it's fine.
We just forgot to ask clarifying questions.
Oh, good. That'll save us some trouble. It doesn't matter. We don't care about your branch anyway.
Look, just tell us what episode we're supposed to go to. We went to 9/11, and that wasn't it.
Well, you see, there were two 9/11 episodes. You must have went to the second one. That one was pretty good, if I recall.
The beginning was embarrassing, but yeah, it was fine.
Can't you just tell us what the anomaly is?
Of course! The time anomaly occurs when...
Heartbeat lost.
God damn it.
Should we go back again?
No, fuck it. We'll figure it out.
But what about us? We never learned anything that Future Spencer was trying to tell us.
No one cares about your timeline. We have a podcast to save.
What podcast are you saving? Is our podcast in danger?
Activating.
Good luck.
Nice shirt, jackass.
I think it's a great shirt.
Kind of makes me look fat, though, right?
Hello and welcome to Master Manual, the podcast for DMs, GMs, and just wannabe MMs and other stuff too. I'm your host, Spencer Crittenden, and coming sitting next to me is my buddy Cohen. What's up, Cohen?
Do I even own more than one fucking shirt? What the fucking fuck?
Wait, did you get a haircut or something?
I think I did, yeah. I think I did. This episode seems pretty normal, too.
Man, why is the camera so zoomed in on your face? It looks insane.
Kind of like,
at least I own multiple shirts.
Okay, let's stop fucking around. We have to find the anomaly. Do you remember what happens in this one?
Yeah, that describes me pretty well.
Not really. I guess Ariel's in this one.
Spencer.
Maybe that's the problem. It could be some sort of multiverse of madness situation.
Yeah, the first woman to ever show up on the podcast must be causing the world to end. That's awesome, man. Really cool.
Okay, Jesus, sorry. Nice, just thinking out loud. Now, you gotta admit, this is kind of like a multiverse of magic situation.
Just tell people that you
in what
like
way?
A dungeon master.
I don't know, I didn't watch it. I feel bad. My friend Waldron wrote it. I should be more supportive of my friends.
And their wives.
I do. Are you even married in this episode?
I'm not sure. Let's skip around and see. Maybe we can find out what the anomaly is. Computer, skip ahead.
Activating.
Have you kind of seen like that copypasta about the back rooms, you slip into this like alternate universe that's just consistent of like this never ending series of like nondescript hallways and office buildings and things like that, where it just goes on and on forever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It was an SCP. Probably not. If it was
I don't think it was an SCP, but it's sort of like this thing where like late at night, sort of like you'd be in this like liminal space sort of thing where you would go through a door that isn't normally there and you would just slip into this like back rooms alternate dimension where you'd be trapped forever in just these nondescript hallways with like this sort of like 70s, 80s vibe of buzzing fluorescent lights and, never ending cubicles and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I see. That thing's behind your void.
Yeah, that was kind of prescient, huh? The back rooms. Anyway, keep going.
Activating.
And it's, I have nipples, Fokker. Can you milk
keep
me?
Keep going.
Activating.
Which is, that was
okay. The one that I'm thinking of, and it's a guy breastfeeding a baby, and he's really into
it. Keep going.
Wait, no. Like this is...
And like the dad's like all weirded out by it, like the girlfriend's dad. He's like really weirded out by it.
Yeah, hot sauce goes with like anything, you know.
No, but it's you just can heat. Put this kind of hot sauce on really not like anything, but you know what I mean.
Sure. But I think that's like true
cereal,
of all hot sauce.
Not like anything weird like that, all right. I'm not saying like that, but like you can put it on regular meat and you know,
what about like goes. French toast, like cinnamon toast crunch, though?
No.
I think it could work. What about Krabby-Os, you know the seafood cereal?
You know wheat thins. You know, I could see this on wheat thins.
Sure. Yeah. Crackers seems like a good choice for hot sauce. What about
No, it's not Wheat Thins. It's Wheaties. I'm sorry. It's Wheaties.
Wheaties. Okay.
I missed the joke.
I don't know, man. This seems pretty Multiverse of Madness-y.
Can we just try talking to ourselves?
I would put this on Wheaties.
Good plan. Hail, podcasters. I'm you from the future. And this is Kevin, also from the future. We come in search of an anomaly. I'm sure this is very confusing. But basically, a future version of me showed up and begged us for help with the podcast. And he sent us back here. To save the day.
Who cares? You know, Ariel, Kevin, last week, he brought up that we should play the game Two Truths and a Lie on the podcast. You ever hear of this game?
Oh my God, can we play it now?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This isn't working. Let's do it. We have to do something to break through to them. We have to make them understand, or we'll never figure out how to save the day.
Well, fuck. We're never going to get to the bottom of this one.
Weird. Wait, can they even hear us? I think this is just stuff we said in the actual episode.
Maybe the TTA is shielding us from possible time paradoxes?
Yeah, maybe. I gotta be honest, I am so in the weeds right now. I mentioned that I hate time travel stories, right?
That's ironic, considering you're the one who started this whole nonsense.
Maybe in the future I learn to love time travel. Computer, skip forward.
Activating.
Once upon a time, there was a freaking dragon who was feared across the land, and a freaking mouse who was not, and no one really paid attention to him because he was a mouse and he wasn't very special in very many ways, and no one cared about the mouse because he wasn't big and dangerous. But one day, the dragon, he got caught in an electric net, which we all know, it's common knowledge, that the electric net is the most dangerous and impenetrable forms of net on the planet. And before, flashback to earlier in the story, the mouse and the dragon were arguing, and the dragon's like, "You're a piece of shit, you dumb mouse. No one cares about you. You can't do anything good." Flash to the present. The mouse comes rolling in, and the dragon's like, "Look at me. I'm trapped and I'm fucked. Look at the big dragon laid low. You laugh at me all you want because I made fun of you, and now look at my position." And the mouse was like, "That's cool, man, because I know my self-worth, and other people's words cannot hurt me. But I'm going to help you out. I'm going to chew through the electric net because everybody knows electricity does not affect mice." And so the mouse freed the dragon, and then they became good friends and lived happily ever after in the same high-rise apartment.
I don't think this is the anomaly.
And that's how. Yeah, but it's fun. Plus, we got to pad this episode out a little bit. These scripted ones are always super short.
Mic drop.
Wait, what's with the white balance?
Mic drop.
Computer.
Yeah. Activating.
Somebody on Discord look up whether ground turkey is cheaper than beef or not.
And get back to us on the mail or no mail situation if you haven't yet.
They said no mail. They said she did not say the word mail.
That tracks. Yeah, I believe that. That makes sense.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Yeah, it only took a third party verification for me to believe a woman. I'm making progress.
Notorious sex Spencer here.
Jeez, man, you were really problematic.
Fine, cancel.
We're going to be very close friends, Spencer.
I thought you were going to say I'm going to be canceled, but well, I mean, either way.
I would never cancel you. I can't cancel you yet. Like, come on now.
Maybe the anomaly is just you getting canceled.
Close, I think. Wait, fuck. That actually makes sense. Fuck. I probably would spiral out for years about this and become crazy.
right. No, really. So what's with the colors? I don't remember the episode looking like this.
Is that a whistle?
We can circle back on that later if nothing else shows up. Computer.
Activating.
Classic content. What about me? I got a Patreon.
Content.
Patreon.com/thesixler. Give me money. I need money.
Let's leave it off with the Russian accent and you tell me what you want me to say for the Russian.
Give it off?
Take it off?
What did you say? Give it off?
No, I'm saying I have a Russian accent. If you want me to talk in a bunch of... Tell me an accent you want me to talk and I talk.
What about Chinese?
Don't get us canceled.
Don't get us canceled, please. No.
That's our show, everybody. Have a good night.
Okay.
Huh. More evidence for the canceling theory.
Well, that's the whole episode. Now it's over. Wait, it didn't fade to black. Don't we fade to black for the credits?
Yeah, we're just in some sort of computer white void. Weird.
Activating.
What? Wait, no.
And what big hair Cohen has. And what big eyes Cohen has. Yeah, I did a podcast called Master Manual. And I don't know.
Why did it send us back to the beginning? Again?
Maybe we should just do that podcast.
Well, it is voice activated. It must be able to
just
do
tell
keyword
people
search
that
or something?
You are like a.
Oh, shit. Is it AI? Are we making an episode using AI? Fuck. We are so canceled. Fuck.
I could fake it.
Calm down. I'm sure it's fine.
No, man. This is how they got Hank Green. We're fucked. Game over, man. Game over.
My room is being devoured by a white void.
What's that?
It's the sound of my empire crumbling.
It's been encroaching since.
Just listen to yourself, dude.
This morning, it used to just be.
You're right.
In the,
I'm being dramatic.
There, and now it's taken up close to a quarter of the.
No, I mean listen to the episode.
The videos.
Computer.
So I
rewind.
Expect, you know, I have a good day and a half between before my entire.
I can fake it. I think.
Yeah, I do want to apologize for. My room is being devoured by a white void. it's been encroaching since this morning. It used to just be up in the corner there, and now it's taken up close to a quarter of the screen if you're watching the video. So I expect, you know, I have a good day and a half between before my entire room is consumed by extra dimensional space.
Oh.
But what's
my
on the other side of the void?
God.
That you know,
white
void. I'm told it's,
it must be the anomaly.
It's a wonder.
We have to stop it.
Comprehension.
How?
Computer, stop the anomaly.
Speculated that it is the astral plane.
Computer,
you know, the
stop the anomaly.
Tissue
please?
To the entire multiverse. And still others have made
well, I'm
it's
out of
just,
ideas.
You know, that
let's give up.
Room in the Matrix.
Computer, you know, that take us into the white void.
Activating.
Man, it looks just like the Matrix in here. Guns. Lots of guns. Remember?
It's just like you said. This is the interstice of cyber time and cyberspace.
All the timelines must come through here or something. It's important, basically, is what I'm saying. Important narratively. Of great plot importance.
So we're here, but how do we stop this? Computer, fix the problem. It was worth a try.
You're right. It was so worth it. I already tried that, remember? Now let's think. Future me gave us the time travel algorithm, but he didn't give us some sort of anomaly fixing algorithm. What could this mean?
Yeah. Should we go back again and ask more?
No need! Nice shirt, jackass!
Spencer!
What?
I mean, future you.
You know... Looking back on it, this doesn't really work as a who's on first routine.
Yeah, but the bit where we hate on the bit that we keep on doing, that's actually an amazing joke, right?
You got here just in time. We're about to go ask you how to stop the anomaly.
Of course! I got here just in time! That's the power of time travel!
Then why did you ask us to help you? You could have just done this yourself the whole time.
Because I needed all of us here. In the conflux of time-space!
Uh-oh.
What?
I think this is a trap.
What? Come on! That would be stupid!
Yeah, Kevin, I'm right. That would suck.
Computer, take
Computer,
us back to...
halt all functions! Security lockdown code Romulus!
What the hell?
Spencitron!
That's right, it's me, Spencertron. I set you on a wild goose chase to the anomaly so that I could kill you and take over your place in space-time.
How's that supposed to work if branching timelines are a thing?
I lied.
But you're dead.
I lied about that too. I needed you off my back so I could go find the air-gapped server and retrieve the gun that shoots people through the internet.
Like I said, it's not on a server. I printed out the code to that and I hid it in my basement.
Yeah, whatever. The point is I have the gun and I'm gonna kill you now.
Fuck!
What about the encrypted password?
Shit, you're right. Well, you're trapped in anomalous cyberspace-time without any hope of escape. Whether you die by cyber firearm or cyber starvation, I guess it makes no difference to me.
God damn it. Well, Kevin, which would you prefer?
Let's go out in a blaze of glory.
All right, then give me the password.
The thing is, it's keyed to Spencer's biometrics.
What?
We couldn't risk this getting into the hands of our enemies. I'm going to have to tell Spencer the password so he can say it.
Sounds convoluted.
All good cybersecurity is convoluted. That's the whole point.
Fine, get on with it.
Whisper, 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 whisper.
The password is... Chekhov's pun?
Decrypting. Decrypting.
Wait, that's it? That's Chekhov's pun?
Yeah, that's not even a pun. It's barely even wordplay.
Error. Error.
Computer, status report.
It's Chekhov's pun!
Status. Pending. Status. Chekhov's pun.
What's it doing? What's a Chekhov's pun supposed to do anyway?
It's checking off.
It's checking off?
Bang.
What? No! No! My bits! My bites!
I don't really get what's happening.
Deus Ex Machina!
Man, this really is convoluted.
Like I said, all good cybersecurity is convoluted.
Touche.
I love saving the day. I've done it, what, 3 times now? 4 times?
How can we be sure he's dead? He seems pretty good at pretending to die. Every other time we've killed him, he wasn't even dead.
Good point.
Nicely done, Kevin. Now that was a real Chekhov's gun. Let's go home.
Wait, I forgot. Spencer, I sent you something for the 250th.
Oh, is that what this package is? I was just sitting here this whole time with it. I was figuring we could, like, open it at some cool point during the show, you know?
It's not going to get any cooler than this point. I think we should open it.
Oh, man. You shouldn't have, Kevin. Oh, my God. A new shirt? Oh my God, I've been wanting one of these. I apparently only wear the same shirt constantly. I gotta put it on right now.
Wait, did we just create like a paradox by sending you the same shirt that started this whole thing?
I don't think so. That doesn't make any sense. This is like, it's a completely different shirt. It actually is too. It's like, I know they're both green, but they're like different kinds of green. It's different material. This technically might be a bootleg. I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me just put this on. Okay. Yeah. Check this out. This looks great, man. This is great. I feel like a new man.
And it almost looks like you're wearing the exact same shirt.
It does. It looks so much more similar than I would have imagined. Thanks, camera. Is that the first time the camera's ever actually done something helpful?
It's seen another face, so it wants to show.
Oh, man. What an episode, huh?
Yes, this is fantastic.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go back. Let's go. Computer, take us back to our original timeline.
Activating.
Hey, kids. Wait, what the fuck? Who are you?
We're you from the future.
It's a long and stupid story.
Hey, wait, back up. Don't get too close. Haven't you guys seen Time Cop?
No, it's fine. It's branching timelines. There's no Time Cop rules here.
No!
Brown,
if a future spence is on the lam, who you gonna call? If you seeming like a pig butchering scam, who you gonna call?
I am just a co-host.
If you only own a single shirt, who you gonna call? If you can't find out who's on third, oh, who you gonna call?
I am just a co-host.